The U.S. Forest Service has a history in land education and conservation, and for years has been offering programs to get youth outside and learning. The Wrangell Ranger District is doing just that with a series of summer programs that offer young and old a chance to explore the forests right outside their back door. KSTK's Charlotte Duren headed out to Rainbow Falls last week with a group of forest explorers.
What happens when something in nature dies? The FBI is the first on the scene, and they're there to break down and to decompose.
That's information assistant Maddie Smith with the Wrangell Ranger District. She's teaching a group of forest explorers about the FBIs of the natural world. But when she says FBI, she doesn't mean feds in suits arriving at the scene of a crime. She means a more organic, decomposing kind of FBI, described through phrases or acronyms to help the kids remember the outdoor lessons. Smith says this helps towards her goal to generate interest for the outdoors and teach conservation of the Tongass National Forest in fun and interesting ways. So what does FBI stand for? Fungus, bacteria, and invertebrates.
Invertebrates, absolutely. So, insects or worms or anything that will break down and start eating this bird are invertebrates.
We saw the dead bird the other day, and I actually was just hoping that it would still be there. Otherwise, it would have been a different introduction. But, you know, there's things that we knew we wanted to point out today, like there was a white teeth fungus that we were hoping that they would find, and all of the shelf fungus and all the little mushrooms around there. But they were finding things like slugs, things that, you know, we couldn't put out there by ourselves. So they were doing a bunch of discovering on their own.
The group of forest explorers gathered at the head of the Rainbow Falls Trail for a decomposer's hike. But before they took off, information assistant Corey Seward had a second lesson for the group.
So we're going to look, we got to remember to think small. So to start our day, we're going to do a little activity to help us think small.
Seward has the group look closely at the ground and tells them to describe what they see. She says the act of looking closely is an important part of the lesson.
A lot of it is just about looking around. And we did that little micro hike today with the string where we had them put like a little a piece of 4-foot string on the ground and take a hand lens and look through it and just, you know, teach them to be aware that not everything is really big and that sometimes you have to look and, you know, get down on the ground, get a little dirty and, you know, just see what's under our feet.
Upcoming events include a lesson on nocturnal adaptations as well as an archaeological dig. The programs will run through early August, and Smith and Seward say they are working on future programs to bring into the schools in early September or October. I'm Charlotte Duren.